A Guelph man has admitted to killing a 59-year-old he knew with a baseball bat at a gathering nearly 3 years ago. But following psychiatric evaluations, both the Crown and defense agreed there is reasonable doubt to believe Joseph, Joey, Stafford, had the ability, at the time of the incident, to form the specific intent to kill Alan Stemmler in 2022. Stafford pleaded guilty to manslaughter in Stemmler's death last week at Guelph's Superior Court of Justice. He has been in custody since the incident. According to a synopsis entered into court, Stafford and a number of others were gathered at Stemmler's townhouse unit at 780 York Road on the night of February 21, 2022. Many were using drugs, including methamphetamines. Stafford and Stemmler knew each other and were both part of a community of drug users in Guelph. Stafford had a lengthy history of drug addiction, engaged in polysubstance drug abuse, and had used crack cocaine regularly. Stemmler had a long-standing addiction to substances, including alcohol and drugs, and had a very dated criminal record for minor offenses. His home was used on occasion by drug users. Stemmler, who suffered from mental and physical health concerns, was reportedly shaking back and forth on the bed on the night in question. Stafford began hitting Stemmler in the head with a baseball bat covered in red tape. One witness, who was not in the room at the time, heard 8 to 10 blows being struck. Officers responded to a medical distress call at 8:02 p.m. Stafford was the one who called 911. During the call, Stafford told the operator that a guy named Jim was threatening his stepdaughter, and he had to defend her. He requested an ambulance, adding Stemmler wasn't going to make it. Stafford then told the operator he smashed Stemmler over the head with a baseball bat. He said he didn't know the guy, but his name was Jim, the synopsis reads, adding Stafford was outside with his stepdaughter. Stemmler was rushed to hospital, but was pronounced dead at 9:33 p.m. After investigating, police could not identify any person who would be considered Stafford's stepdaughter. Stafford was arrested and charged with second-degree murder. A pair of psychiatric evaluations were entered into the record during proceedings. From those reports, both the Crown and defense agreed there is a reasonable doubt about whether Mr. Stafford had the ability, at the time of the incident, to form the specific intent to kill, or the specific intent to cause bodily harm that he knew was likely to cause death in advance of the blows he struck. The two agreed the lesser charge of manslaughter should be accepted. The punishment for manslaughter ranges between a suspended sentence to a life sentence. Sentencing submissions have been scheduled for February 5.